Hey everybody, it's your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while, but I've been out here being a little busy, advocating, trying to make a difference in the world, trying to be the change that I want to see, trying to help people, you know. I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing. As I said before, I'm going to do this until God tells me to stop, because I hope what I do, the words that I say, that encourages and helps somebody. So, I'm still excited. My exit moving, letting go and let God take control. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about God. It's not about me. So, I hope everyone's having, I know it's like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Some people may be asleep. Some people may be at work. But again, I'm excited. I'm up doing a podcast. I guess God told me to get up and say a few words. I mean, I've been a little busy working, going to school, trying to finish getting my degree and everything, and I'm excited about that. I'm just excited about the skin that I'm in and loving myself and the path God has me on right now. Advocating out here, getting people registered to vote, trying to make a difference. So that's what I want to talk about just a little bit. Letting go of your pain. I know a lot of us can relate to that. We have different types of pain, different type of trauma that we've been through in our lives. I know my last podcast, I was saying loving your past. You have to love your past and let it go, because your past is what makes who you are. And what you did in the past doesn't defy or define who you are today or will be. So letting go of your past, or loving your past, is important, as is letting go of your pain right now. So those of you that are going through pain, I know I've been through a lot of pain over my life, and I had to learn to let it go. It's hard to do, but you have to move on. And the most important thing you have to know is that you're not by yourself when you're in pain. God is right there with you, and we have to learn to give it to Him and let it go. You know, we go through trauma. We go through bereavement. I know I made a podcast on bereavement maybe a year or two ago. You know, and bereavement is very hard, especially when you lose someone that you love. And no one can tell you how to grieve. No one can tell you how you feel. It's a process that you have to go through. And it's a process that you'll go through for the rest of your life. You know, because there's no timeline on grief. I know I had said some encouraging words to a friend of mine the other day, because she's going through bereavement, lost several family members at the same time. That's a lot of pain to bear. But the main thing I told her was, don't grieve as if there's no hope for tomorrow. There's no hope for healing. Because a lot of us, we go through pains as if there's no hope. That there's not a light at the end of the tunnel, as if we're not going to get through this pain. And I want to encourage people to understand that there's hope, because God is there. He's there to give you comfort. He's there to take away your pain. You just got to let Him do it and give it to Him. You don't have to sit here and go through this pain by yourself, or suffering, or trials and tribulations. And I had to learn that the hard way. Because I went through so much trauma and pain when I got raped. And I bottled all that up inside as if I could handle it myself, and I couldn't. And by not me seeking help and expressing and trying to get myself healed, it boiled over. The hurt, the stress, the depression, the suicide thoughts, the attempts, it boiled over. And it hurt the main people that I love the most, were my kids and my family. And so I don't never want to go through that no more and allow that to happen to myself. And I encourage other people not to let that happen to you. Because when you're going through your self-hurt and pain and going through all this stuff on your own, you don't realize that you're hurting other people at the same time. And the main people that I was hurting were my children. I didn't realize the effect that I was making on them. And that's what actually woke me up to understand and say, girl, you got to stop this. You gotta stop wilding out this pain and suffering as if you the only one. You gotta let God heal your soul, because there's a difference of getting your heart broken. But when you have a hole in your soul, that's a different type of healing that you got to get. And only God can heal that. And that's what happened. I had a hole in my soul because I allowed that pain to just strip me of everything. You know, sometimes we hold on to things. We hold grudges. We hold stuff. And the people that did it to us, they are just going on with their lives. And we're still here stuck at the stop sign. Can't go. And that's what I did. I was stuck. And I allowed this person to have the power over me. And I had to let it go. I had to let all that go. And I thank God. Because now I'm walking on a path. And I'm in a spirit that I can't even explain. And I'm loving myself. And I'm loving my past. Because my past is what has created me to be who I am now. And I'm loving the woman that I am now. Because I'm a better person. I'm a better disciple, a better servant, a better mother, a better everything right now. And I thank God. And that's something that we have to do, y'all. Anybody going through any type of trauma and pain, because we go through pains, breakups of losing our marriages, losing boyfriends, losing family members, losing a job, losing a house. Those are pains. And right now, we're in this pandemic where there's no cure for this disease, and we're losing loved ones and friends. People are unemployed, losing their houses and jobs. And we got to understand that there is a bright side coming. God's going to fix this. And as painful as it is, we got to keep our faith and have hope. We can't just waddle and stick our head in the sand and give up. And we got to give all this stuff to God. Because he's the one that's in control. And he said in his word that he will heal this land if we will cry out to him. And that's what we need to do. Give it to him. Give it to him. Because I know I had so much pain and suffering that I shut myself down. That I didn't want to love anybody. I didn't want to have a relationship. I didn't want to do anything. And now, not the case. I'm so open and free right now. You know, ready to get out there and test the waters and love and be with somebody and just be happy. Because that's what it's all about. God wants us to be happy. He don't want us suffering. He don't want us depressed. He don't want us going through pain. You know, we're going to go through storms in our life. Of course we are. Because Jesus got on that cross and died for us. And he went through so much. And he said that we're going to go through suffering for his name's sake. But he said he also will have a comforter with us. We will never be alone. So, I hope whatever I'm saying right now that you guys can understand. That you're not alone. That you can give your pain to God and live life and be happy. Let it go. Love your past and let go of your pain and move on. That's it. And it's not as easy as saying it, but we can do it. So I hope these little words that I've said right now can encourage somebody, because that's all I want to do. Just speak my truth and say things to help people, because that's what it's all about. For these little snippets, I just wanted to say, let go of your pain, love your past, and don't let your past or anything define who you are, because we all are great, because God made us. So, I hope y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.